Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't.
It's that time of the week, 7:12 now. Joe and Cindy Farini join us each week this half hour to talk about marriage. This time, somebody wrote to him and said, we've gone through a few years of some real challenges, family deaths, tough relationship issues with some friends and family, and some church challenges, a few other things, not as big, but still issues. We need to know how to weather these storms. We have a good marriage, but it's been a very hard season. And most couples who have been married for a while have been through one of those hard seasons. So how do we weather those storms? Thankfully, we've got Joe and Cindy here to help us get through it. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So how often do you encounter couples that that deal with this kind of you know, difficult season issue?
Well, it's pretty regular, actually, and we see it more than we like to hear, you know, hear about it. But clearly, these are some very real issues that this couple's facing at this time. And you know, the last thing that this couple needs is some flippant answers thrown at them, or a little pat on the head and a push out the door, stating something like, you know, this too shall pass.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Not helpful. It's true. But
that is not a good thing to do at this point. But at the minimum, I think what they need to know is that they are loved and that they are being prayed for by people who care for them and genuinely care for them. Mm-hmm. And so Cindy and I thought about this question. We thought we'd take maybe two approaches on this question here. And one, I would begin to maybe start about the spiritual component that they're being confronted with at this time. And then Cindy would provide some really practical ways to address this issue. And that gives Cindy some more time on this one. But first, we all need to know that difficult times and difficult adjustments, that just happens throughout all of our lives. That's never going to change. But what we need to understand is that when couples fail to make the necessary adjustments to move towards strengthening their marriages and restoring oneness back into their marriages during these difficult times, if they're not careful, what begins to happen is that there's a slow, gradual drift toward isolation. Mm-hmm. And so this is this is, of course, the very last thing you want to see happen in this marriage. You know, during those difficult times is when we need to really kind of reinforce our love for each other and support one another. But, you know, one of the major threats to building strong marriages and building oneness in a marriage involves a failure to work through these inevitable difficulties and trials that we all will face. And so, tragically, what we see many times, Brian, in marriage is that there are two failures in our response to these difficulties. One, there is a failure to anticipate the certainty of these difficulties and problems that will certainly come our way. And secondly, there's a failure to respond properly to these difficult times. And Cindy is now going to give some really great practical suggestions that couples can do during these difficult times.
All right. Cindy. Sounds like it's your turn, Mom.
Yeah. Well, you know, I really like, first of all, that, you know, when you're going through these times, I like when we have people that care and really care enough to sort of enter into it with you, because a lot of these things we can't do alone. And so, you know, whoever's going to come alongside you, welcome them. Mm-hmm. You know, welcome them. Don't push them aside. I think that's a practical thing that's really important. And then I think it's important to recognize that, you know, we have a fine line between grief and joy and crying and laughter. And one of my favorite verses in Proverbs 14, it says, even in laughter, the heart may be in pain, and the end of joy may be grief. So, you know, we don't know what tomorrow will bring. We don't know how we'll respond when tomorrow comes. But certainly all those spiritual things that Joe talked about are important. And I think there's some real practical things we can do. A couple of them, I think we need to make sure we take breaks, because when we're in the midst of sorrow and caring for people, you know, taking a break is really good. So what can you do for yourself daily? Is it maybe to sit down for a half hour and read a book, or, you know, something that you enjoy? What about something weekly? I remember, although this isn't a tragic kind of thing, but I do remember when I was a young mom, I had a friend who had a not quite 2-year-old and then gave birth to triplets.
Wow.
And and so she was really busy. And you know what? She didn't have a lot of outside help. Mm-hmm. And one of the things she did for herself, and she wasn't like in crisis, but she certainly was a very busy, always busy mom. Mm-hmm. every week she would make sure that she painted her nails. She goes, I need to do one thing for me. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really a wise thought. And so, you know, what is it when you're in a crisis that you can do that will give you a little bit of life? And then maybe something monthly, whether it's a date with your spouse or maybe just getting away for some quiet, like a walk in the park where there's not a lot of people, or a canoe ride, or something where you get a little bit of life put back into you, even if it's in solitude. And then a couple really practical things that I've shared with young moms and then other people going through difficulty is to really simplify your life as much as you can. Those of us who are preparing meals, I would say it takes a good hour and a half to 2 hours to prepare a decent meal, and maybe even a little longer the bigger family that you have. And so I would say, what can you do to simplify that? So many stores, grocery stores now, they have where you can go and choose, you know, a meat, the salad, and so forth. And maybe for a time, you just go and pick up a few things rather than always spend the time in the kitchen doing preparation like that. Another thing I suggested to people were, you know, use paper plates and paper products for a while so you have less cleanup, just so that you are lightening your load where you can and how you can. And really just having for yourself permission to have fun. Because, you know, when I remember a 10-year span where we had people in nursing homes and family passing away. And I remember just thinking, like, it's kind of hard to have fun in the midst of this.
Right.
And yet you have to look for that, and really to give yourself permission, and sometimes planning for it too.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you too have been through this kind of difficult season as well. You said it was a 10-year period though. That's a long time, Cindy.
Yes, it was. And it seemed like, you know, as soon as you kind of picked your head up above the water line, you got kind of pushed back down again. And that was really a challenge. And, you know, until you go through it, you don't understand just how exhausting that is, because life continues on around you.
Mm-hmm.
Kids still have school programs and, you know, you still have to do laundry and all of those kinds of things that just don't stop no matter what's going on around you.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things Sarah and I have discovered over the years, just to add to what you're saying, is that sometimes you just need to give each other a little bit more license to be crabby. I used to, any little thing I thought was my fault, and we get into huge fights when we're first married from any little thing. And now we kind of realize it's usually not me or usually not her. And we can tell when each other are stressed. I mean, how important is it for us to give each other some leash, so to speak, in the midst of stress?
I think it's really important, Brian. I think it's a very good point. But I think most importantly at this point, this couple just needs to understand that difficulties do not mean that there's something wrong with your marriage. Yeah. And they just, you know, it's going to be the response to these difficult times that we either drive them apart or bind them together. And so doing something like what you just said, Brian, is something that will give freedom to each other to, you know, find that peace and some solitude in the midst of the craziness. And whatever it takes to do that is what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And Cindy gave some really great examples of practical things that some of those things we did. And just to realize that life does go on, but we need to pull together. This is the time to stay together and hold on to one another and pray together and just take those right next steps when dealing with these difficult times.
Excellent. Well, it's 7:20 again. Our guests have been Joe and Cindy Farini with their weekly My Marriage Matters segment. You can even get your topics into them or learn more about them online. How can they find you?
Well, we would love to have people come to Facebook on My Marriage Matters. We're approaching almost 2,600 people that like that page. We'd like to get it up there to 3,000 so that we know that we're out there reaching people, giving them something daily, Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning, just a little something to think about, talk about, take action in doing. So we'd love them to go there, My Marriage Matters. If they have questions or want to seek anything out about Joe or I, we have websites. If you just go to joefarini.com, that will get you there. And we'd love to have you there. And I'd like to just give a challenge this morning to people, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are going through really tough times right now. And I would like to just give you the challenge, you know, what is it that you can do today that you can start to simplify in your life so that until you get through some of this tough spot, you have a little bit more breathing room?
Great advice again this week, you two. Thanks again for your time and expertise.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Have a good day.